Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, June 7th, 2011. The US has signalled that it intends to maintain its leading position in facilitating Middle East peace talks with its announcement of discussions aimed at renewing the peace process. US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has announced that the US is holding separate discussions with Palestinian and Israeli negotiators in an attempt to kickstart negotiations between the two sides. The announcement has come as French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé released French proposals for a peace conference in June, which Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas immediately accepted. Israel is currently reviewing the French proposal. Three men have been arrested in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights town of Majd al-Shams, according to PNN. The three were protesting those killed during protests by Palestinian refugees at the Syrian side of the border during Naxa Day. Israel has permanently stationed three battalions and declared a closed military zone in the normally quiet area. There has been an outburst of violence between mourners of those killed at Israel's border on Naxa Day and Palestinian resistance group PFLP, according to a report at AFP. AFP is reporting that 14 Palestinians from the Yarmouk refugee camp in Syria have been killed by Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine security forces during angry clashes prompted by the death of those killed at Syria's border to Israel on Naxa Day. The group claimed that the PFLP encouraged those killed to put themselves in the firing line. The local PFLP headquarters were also burnt down, according to witnesses. Israeli soldiers abducted on Tuesday at dawn Hamas legislator, member of the Change and Reform parliamentary bloc, Sheikh Ahmed Al-Haj, after breaking into his home in the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Al-Haj has been repeatedly targeted administrative detention by Israeli forces. The Israeli Interior Ministry and the so-called Construction and Planning Committee are preparing to officially approve 4,100 units for Jewish settlers in occupied East Jerusalem. A special committee appointed 2 months ago by Israeli Interior Minister Eli Yishai will be holding its first session on June 14th to look into approving 4,100 units in the illegal settlements. The Palestinian Authority in the West Bank is conducting preparations to ask for official membership at the World Trade Organization. The official Palestine news and info agency WAFA reported that Palestinian Economy Minister Hassan Abu Libdeh headed a meeting of the ministry's technical advisory team and instructed the team to conduct all needed preparations for this move. The PA has twice tried to join the WTO, once in 2009 and once in 2010. If not successful, PA officials say they will request observer status. Local residents of Al-Mughayr village, near the central West Bank city of Ramallah, reported Tuesday at dawn that fundamentalist settlers set the local mosque ablaze and wrote racist graffiti on its walls, Palestine Today has reported. Witnesses stated that the Israeli settlers set fire to the mosque at approximately 3 a.m. on Wednesday at dawn before daubing the remains with racist slogans. The arson attack is thought to be a price tag attack carried out by nearby settlers in response to the demolition of El Ayin, a legal outpost by Israeli police recently. And that's all for today from the IMEMC. This was Tuesday, 7th of June's daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope you will join us again tomorrow. This was brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Kevin Murphy.